This is TWiT.
Joining us right now, the CEO and founder of Reviver Auto. That is being replaced by this. Neville, it's great to meet you. Thank you so much for coming on to the new Screensavers.
Thank you for having me.
So when, thank you. Patrick, Neville, when did you get the idea for this?
2008.
What?
Yes.
It's take a while.
It takes a minute. You know, you work with...
Go ahead. You got to get regulatory approval first
yes,
of all, right?
That was the first thing.
Yeah. I seem to remember something about 2008 that made starting a new business complicated.
What was that? Mm. Oh, yeah. The collapse of the U.S. economy. I remember that.
I hate that. So, I mean, this is an e-ink display.
Yes.
Beautiful display. It's about 3/4 of an inch thick. Is it? Can I call this a smart license plate?
You can.
How smart? What does it do?
Well, the first thing that we wanted to do was just simplify registration.
Okay.
That was the big issue, because that's a pain point, both for consumers and for businesses.
So I got to say it, because
yep.
I'm that guy. This is going to get out of the car at the DMV, wait in line, and deal with the guys in the DMV. And
nice.
I got to say, California DMV is so nice compared to the DMVs I've worked with in other states, which the California residents are all looking at their screen in horror right now. But how does this handle your registration?
So we have a portal that you can go to either by on your phone on an app or at your computer. Mm-hmm. And you basically register your vehicle through our portal. You don't have to go to the DMV anymore.
What?
Yes.
So this must have been a long process getting the state of California to go along with you.
I've got to say, yeah, it took a while because of the process. But what was exciting about it is that it was a real public-private partnership.
And they got it. This is going to help them, and it's going to make the public a lot
absolutely.
Happier.
And it was just a process. I worked with DMV. I worked with CHP. I worked with the Department of Transportation and law enforcement, and we worked together collaboratively.
That's a good point. California Highway Patrol
yep.
is going to has to absolutely agree that this is going to work. Couldn't I just change my license number when I rob a bank?
No. Okay. You don't have access to that.
So this is automatically programmed to show the proper license.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. You check the VIN number, make sure that it's right, and then you get the actual license plate number downloaded.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's your Tesla, your beautiful Model S. I like that color, by the way. And that's the plate on the back of it.
That is... actually is Mr. Prashant's, you know, my VP of...
He gets the fancy car.
Yes, he does.
Now, let me ask you, does this light up and... Wait a minute, calling server?
Yes.
Why is it... What's it doing?
It's going to change.
Wow,
change the background.
You got the new sticker and you got the California background.
And it updated.
Oh, that is... So I don't have to worry about that anymore.
No. For fleets, it's amazing. You don't have to put stickers on thousands of vehicles.
This is your primary business right now.
This is my business. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it's both. It's both a fleet and it's consumer, because we're actually in about six different dealerships right now.
There's one in San Francisco I saw. I can go down. So do I have to buy a car from that dealership to get this plate?
No. They'll put them on regardless.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so okay. On our website, you're able to put in your address, and we'll direct you to the dealership that you can get a plate from.
What does CHP think? I mean, the California Highway Patrol, they're kind of serious people.
You know, what was nice is that we talked to them before we built anything. So it's like a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked with them. We go to their test track and test it out whenever we have a new version. So it's different. It's different than creating something in a bubble and then telling somebody that you have to use it. We actually worked with them.
Right.
Novel idea.
Yeah.
And, I was going to say, like, this is something. So talking to the customer before you build the product is not the way it's done in Silicon Valley.
Yeah. So we did it a little bit differently, you know, because we had some regulation that we had to go through, but it was the right way to do it.
So are you guys going to be, like, making money by running advertising on consumers' plates with this? Or is this something where... Well, no, well, you, oh, come on.
No. It's a great question.
Don't cook tonight. Call chicken delight. I don't think that belongs on my list.
Yeah, no. What we're looking at is basically, you know, three things. Mm-hmm. The ability to do over-air registration. For businesses, you can tell where your vehicle is because there's telematics inside the plate.
So that's got location features.
Location features, you can geofence, all of that.
Right.
And then the third thing is that you can do targeted messaging when the vehicle is parked. But it's more like a business. If you think about your car being wrapped, now you can actually geofence the area and put messaging that actually means something to the consumer.
What happens when the meter maid comes and sees an ad instead of a license
plate? The license plate will always be available in the upper right-hand corner of the plate.
Can I see what an ad might look like?
This is going to cycle through about 10 different ads.
See, I could see for a fleet especially,
yes.
having some advertising copy there. When you're parked, you can't...
Jedi I am.
Yes.
Oh, and it lights up. Yes. So that, at night, that's nice, too. Because
absolutely.
CHP can see that
it's,
better.
It's illuminated,
actually.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then you can actually change the background of the plate as well, and you'll be able to see that as well.
California is one of, I think a lot of states now are doing this, but they were one of the first to have all sorts of beautiful backgrounds.
Oh, yeah. No, they're really smart about what they've done.
And this is not color, though. It's black and white only.
No, it's black and white only. And it's because it's bistable, and it takes no power for that image to be there.
That's
so that was
ick.
The reason why. You could do LCD, but you need a tremendous amount of power.
So if this loses power, doesn't have any power, you just
unplugged it. I just unplugged
it. It never
goes away.
Yeah,
it's always there.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's the reason why we went with that technology.
But look how pretty that looks.
Yeah, so that's the reverse. That's the black with the white lettering, which I think is going to be extremely popular.
Unless you got close, you wouldn't think.
You would not be able to until it did something, and that's the nice thing about the plate.
Yeah. Then you'd think you were hallucinating.
Potentially.
So you mentioned there's smart home connectivity options you're working on here too.
Yes.
Give me an example.
Well, I mean, if you could geofence where your vehicle is, you know, so you make sure that it's not leaving at night, but you could actually connect to your, when you come in, it'll know that the vehicle's there. And if it leaves that area, then you would be able to be notified.
Okay.
That's more for fleet, although could individuals have that kind of features?
Absolutely.
That's kind of cool. I kind of like that. Are you cycling? We're going to get some ads eventually.
I like this
black. This reverse is very...
The reverse legible. Is really nice, and it stands out. Yeah. It's really
so
cool.
So California right now, what other states?
So California, Arizona, we have plates on the road right now, passed legislation in Texas and Florida. We'll be in another 9 states before the end of the year. So,
wow.
13 before the end
of
the year.
Once California adopts it, I think it's a little easier, right?
Yeah.
Is it rental car agencies or other fleets that are adopting?
Well, so initially it's dealerships. Mm-hmm. So you'll have like Galpin Motors or Cooney. You have these as fleet and parts, and then you also have it for F&I, for finance and insurance.
Okay. So once again, if there's no power, it's going to look just like that. It's
exactly.
Now it won't light up, but your car might have... I mean,
lights on the back normally, and it's reflective.
Right.
So you know, if light hits it reflects back.
Oh, look at! I could do that.
Yeah,
oh.
I'm a bear, so
Cal alumni. Oh, nice! And so there's the license there. That's always
upper right hand corner. Okay. Always there. Always visible.
So is it a flat fee? You buy the license once. Is there a monthly fee?
So you buy the license plate. So you buy the hardware, and then there's a monthly fee if you want telematics.
Whoa! Stolen?
Yes.
How does it know?
Well, if it's detached from the vehicle...
I like this.
You should like it, too. You were talking about issues in various neighborhoods.
It.
So, yeah. So, basically, if it's detached from the back plate, it lets you know that it's detached.
Got it.
And then we'll send you a message to see if you did it or somebody else did it.
Look at that.
Amber alerts, yeah.
So, what's the monthly fee? What do you anticipate it'll be?
So, the monthly fee, if you have telematics, is about $775. Mm-hmm. And without it, it's about $575.
Okay. Yeah. So inexpensive. How much is the plate itself going to be?
$699.
$699.
Yes.
Okay. I would still do it. look at that. Toll paid.
Yeah.
How do you anticipate that being used?
So RFID. So in 2019, all toll roads are going to go to an RFID chip. We have one that's embedded in the plate. So if you go through a toll road, you don't need Fast Track anymore. It's embedded inside the license plate.
And for parking, when they take a picture, they will know.
Parking validation. So you'll know parking, tolling.
That.
It's all one platform.
I think you've got a handle on the future. I mean, I can really see that this, at some point, becomes kind of required, right, for things like this. Now, your other question was appropriate. What happens if somebody parks by touch into the back of it?
Well, I have a lot of neighbors that can't park.
Oh, look.
Yes.
You can get Leo on it.
Yeah, you can have Leo's face.
You like now that. How much did you pay?
That's a lovely level of resolution on that screen.
It looks really good. It's beautiful.
I mean, if somebody manages to, you know,
How robust is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we've done is that we've had it tested. It's IP66 rated. Mm-hmm. We have Gorilla Glass in the front.
That means waterproof.
Waterproof, wind, egress, all the rest of that. What we did early on is that we had some of the folks from GoPro that have helped us kind of build out the technology.
Okay.
So it's extremely robust. So as far as the screen, if it's cracked in any way, it's just like your windshield. Mm-hmm. You can still read the numbers. So
okay.
it's
And it's kind of hard to get off.
And it's negative 40 to 85 C, so up to about 180 degrees. We've had it in Arizona.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, look at that.
So it lets you know that it's detached.
So there's a wire coming off of that. That is to a battery? What is that called?
No. So it's plugged into 12-volt power, constant power, within the vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah.
But even if it lost that,
it would still have.
Because it's e-ink.
Yeah, it's e-ink,
Just like your
camera. And we have a battery that's inside as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And it can have specialty plates. You could have nonprofits. You could have handicapped plates on
this.
Yes. Uh-huh. Medical conditions, student driver. That would be nice. I'm just going to leave mine saying, student driver, please, don't blame me. Senior driver. Can I have senior driver and student driver?
Well, actually can put silver alerts on here, which is actually a big deal. Hey, people get
silver alert? There's an old man at the wheel. Watch out. I think this feels like the next big thing in a lot of respects. R-Plate, what's the website for this?
It's www.rplate.com.
Also in Dubai?
Yes, we just signed a POC, proof of concept, with Dubai.
Nice. I found out about this, somebody told me in the chat room, I immediately filled out that request for this. So I would then go, once I get approved or whatever, I go down to the dealership. Do I have to get approved?
No.
I just go to the dealership. Oh, yeah. I'll be down in a couple of days.
So here's in the light of our Facebook conversation, can people track you based on this?
Listen,
other than the person who owns the plate?
No. You keep and own all that information. One of the things that they're doing in Europe right now is GDPR. It's about
the potato regulation.
The potato regulation.
No.
Really
it's,
good.
It's
No. We were joking.
No. But it makes complete sense. And we're working to make sure that we're compliant to those standards. So we want to make sure that people own their data.
Good.
It's really important to us.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Actually, because that's not your business. You're not selling people's data.
Well, it's
that's
interesting.
Not the business you're
Tim
in.
Cook did a great job of explaining, like, we build products that people want to buy.
Right.
You know, I'm not about, you know, trying to steal your data. So I want to build a product that you want to have, and you come to that product for that reason.
And if I get a new car, I don't have to get a new plate. I can just take this with me.
Absolutely.
And I do all the registration through your website.
Absolutely.
I really like that. So if I go down to the dealer now and I get this thing, I would just go on the website and say, this is my license plate, put this on my...
As they're doing the registration, because they normally
do it,
they'll do it, and it will be updated, and you'll have access to your information.
I actually have twit.tv plates. I want to get back. Maybe I'll put those on there.
There you go.
You're going to get one for every car in your house.
I am. I loved it, especially with this picture.
That picture's great.
Can the front one do that and the back one have the number? I just want to drive around with a license plate that does that.
Everybody sees you.
That is really fantastic. Neville, I think you've actually hit on something that is kind of wave of the future. I'm very excited about this. Rplate.com.